Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rodrigo da Silva, and I'm also from the Fertilizer Technology Research Center from the University of Adelaide in Australia. And today I'm going to talk about the speciation and the water solubility in zinc-enriched phosphate fertilizers. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors here, Finn DeGries, Rosalind Baird, Sam Stacey, Babashola Ajiboye, and Mike McLaughlin. So as you see, these two presentations, they are really linked together. So it's part of a bigger project. So as the introduction, we know that zinc deficiency is a very limiting factor in several parts of the world. So therefore, external zinc inputs is very important. Not only to achieve the maximum yields, but now, but also to, if you think about biofortification, so we need to add zinc to harvest better and more, the higher quality food. And the zinc can be applied in the soil and this, basically in these two ways. We can add a zinc fertilizer and mix this into an NPK formulation. So basically it's a physical mixture between these two things. But also we can incorporate zinc in every single fertilizer granule in an NPK formulation. And you can see this is the big picture that we have in both situations. So talking here about the second strategy, we have that using an NPK formulation to carry this trace element, it's important because it avoids the segregation. Basically, it is very common in bulk blends because the particles may have slightly different size and shape, and they will settle down. And the second one, it provides an even distribution in the field. It's quite challenging to apply a few kilos of micronutrient per hectare. So using an NPK formulation to carry this is an important strategy. And we can use all these kind of zinc compounds and to mix it, for example, with ammonium phosphate fertilizers. However, this is very, there are several concerns about that, basically because what my colleague just said about about these zinc compounds formed during the granulation. And it is still not clear the relationship between the granulation pH, the zinc speciation, and the zinc solubility. These relationships are not well understood. So these research gaps brings me to the aim of this work. So this research was undertaken to measure the speciation and solubility of zinc in NP fertilizers, as well as the relationship with the granulation pH. So moving now to the method sections, I won't give a lot of details about the fertilizer itself, but we covered a wide range of possibilities in terms of formulation. So here I'm going to show you about the data about 14 commercial and experimental grade ammonium phosphate fertilizers enriched with zinc. And the main difference between the fertilizers are the composition. So in other words, either 1 or 0.5% of zinc, the zinc source and the phosphoric acid source to produce these fertilizers, the zinc solubility and the fertilizer pH. And we evaluated these 14 fertilizers in terms of solubility using the water-soluble zinc, measured the water-soluble zinc in this liquid-solid ratio. The fertilizer pH, and the zinc speciation using this synchrotron-based technique that I'm going to give you a little bit more details now. So the spectra were recorded in Canada with the Canadian light source in Saskatoon using this range here of the energy. This is the suitable energy for zinc compounds. And at least two scans were recorded for each samples, and these material were analyzed using this software here, Athena. We have run the principal component analysis, and then later on the linear combination fitting was used to fit the fertilizer samples with the zinc compounds, the reference compounds. And I'm going to list here what we have in terms of the zinc reference compounds. So we have a wide range of compounds, including zinc oxide, zinc sulfate, and zinc phosphate, and some compounds like the zinc ammonium sulfate and zinc ammonium phosphate as well. Basically, this is what we have in terms of speciation. So after the linear combination fittings, we have here the slightly different signatures in terms of these zinc standards. And we have the when you have the samples, we can combine this information here with the actual sample and see how close they are with each of these sample, each of these standards here. So I just selected two samples here to see how contrasting it can be. So now moving to the results, I split this 14 fertilizer in two parts. So the first part here, this is an NPS fertilizer enriched with the zinc. They were produced in different places, so basically it's a batch different from they came from different batches, but they have pretty much the same composition, so it doesn't really change much. So the main method here, so the zinc was added to the granulator, was converted into a mixture of several kinds of compounds during the granulation itself. As you can see here, we have from the sample number 1 to the sample number number 7, this is the highest pH and this is the lowest pH, so decreasing pH here. And the most obvious result we have here is the dominant zinc compound. So it doesn't matter what you apply there in the formulation, it's going to form some of these compounds here. And in this case here, the dominant one is this zinc ammonium phosphate. However, we are very concerned about this one here that my colleague Ross just mentioned, the zinc phosphate, the whole diet, because this is by far the least soluble compound. So if you'd like to have a higher water soluble zinc, we try to get rid of these kind of compounds here. And here we wouldn't expect this behavior here, increasing the proportion of these compound by decreasing the fertilizer pH, because this is not what we could predict in terms of the stability of these compounds and the solubility of the final product. The second part, basically the fertilizer were again pretty much the same, but they had different zinc sources and phosphoric acid. So for the production of MAP, different phosphoric acids were used. In this case here, we had only three compounds formed, regardless of the fertilizer composition. So it doesn't matter, we end up with these three compounds formed. And again, once again, the main compound is the same, zinc ammonium phosphate. And here we also observed these HOPI compounds here. However, from the sample number 8 until the number 14, again, decreasing the pH here, we didn't observe again that trend of increasing the whole pipe here. So it was a much more random distribution here. We tried to correlate this data here in the speciation with the water solubility in the final product, and there is no relationship between these two things. We're trying to see if the presence of a given a species here would somehow explain the solubility of the final product, and there is no correlation at all. However, when we look into the fertilizer pH and the zinc solubility, then we could find a better explanation about it. Basically, the granular pH presented a very good correlation with the zinc solubility. Again, regardless of the fertilizer composition, regardless of what kind of zinc and what kind of phosphorus you applied to that. As you can see here, again, in these two samples, the way I split these two samples, we have here the fertilizer pH and the water solubility, and we have this linear relationship here. So now if you decrease the formulation, the pH of the formulation, you increase the water solubility of your final product, regardless what you apply in terms of zinc. And it was true as well for the other set of data. And just to explain how this speciation was tricky, because the fertilizer with the highest water-soluble zinc was the one with the highest zinc phosphate. So it doesn't really explain. The speciation cannot explain the water solubility as we thought before, that eventually the speciation would help us to guide how to achieve higher water-soluble zinc products. So just a kind of summary here for the work. So we found these four zinc compounds identified in our fertilizers. But again, the speciation didn't explain the solubility of the final fertilizer. Actually, the acidity controls the relative amount of each of these minerals. So it's, some of them are more thermodynamically stable in some pH range. So this is the key of the process here in terms of to increase, in order to increase the water solubility of the final product. And we observe that this compound here, HOPE-I, actually controls the solubility. Regardless what is the first speciation, this is the main, it plays the most important role. And as a rule, you have here that the solubility increases by decreasing the pH. This is, it was a very clear trend. And just a very simple batch experiment by adding ammonium phosphate and zinc, we observed that by, again, decreasing the pH, we increase the solubility of zinc. And this is the prediction done by MINTEC and the actual values here. And you see how these two things correlated really well. So the solubility of zinc in the final product really relies on the solubility of this precipitate here. So we know that the high level of water-soluble zinc has been positively correlated with the zinc uptake, and in some cases even with the zinc, the yield itself. There are a couple of works here listed, but there are several of the old TVA works proving this thing. And just to give you an example, for example, these, as we increase here the water-soluble zinc in these two works, we increase both. Actually, the dry matter yield or the zinc uptake. So a message here is that the agronomic performance of these kind of products will likely to be improved by maintaining the pH of the granulation low in the low end. And this can be translated to this scenario here. So I'd like to acknowledge Professor Jack Mack for this picture. Basically, increasing the water-soluble zinc in the fertilizer will most likely enhance the agronomic performance of this compound, this fertilizer. So in conclusions, the form of zinc added to the fertilizer has little or virtually no effect on the water-soluble zinc in the final product. The water solubility of this zinc in NP fertilizer depends on the fertilizer pH. This is the key process to bring the water solubility high. Basically because the solubility is controlled by this compound here. And as you bring the pH down, it will increase the solubility. So the water solubility across all the products that we test, we are showing here 14, but we have done several tests in these kind of products, and it's always the same, the situation. Decrease the pH, you increase the water soluble zinc. So, and if I could ask you to remember one thing about my talk would be the last one here. So the fertilizer pH is the better predictor of the solubility than the speciation. Because in the past, we thought that eventually, if you understand the species formed, we could manage the fertilizer production in order to increase the water solubility. But actually, it doesn't really matter. These compounds will form unless you have the technology that my colleague just showed you before by splitting these two compounds, because if they are together, they will most likely precipitate. With this, I would like to acknowledge Mosaic as well for this long-term partnership with the University of Adelaide through the Fertilizer Technology Research Center, the Canadian Light Source, and the technical assistance from our group here. And I thank you all for your attention.
Actually, this
just maybe if I was not clear enough, the zinc speciation was done only in the granite. The work done by Ganga and the others, they looked to the speciation around the granite itself. So we try to avoid the precipitation in the granite itself. That's the aim of this work. But we cannot control much what's going on around the granite, because eventually they both, even if you split what we have done in that barrier coating work, the fertilizer will dissolve and the phosphorus and the zinc can precipitate around it. But if you maintain at least the water solubility high in the fertilizer itself, most likely the agronomic performance will be better. Yes. Basically, for sure, for DAP, the fertilizer pH of DAP is much higher. So, and then the water soluble zinc is going to be much, much lower. So for sure, this is going to happen, and there are some data from agronomic data showing that if by combining DAP zinc in the DAP formulation, the agronomic performance is really low. And again, the explanation is the pH. The pH of formulation is really high. Yeah, basically, if you add any kind of metals, or this is not only valid for zinc and the copper and the other metals, they will follow pretty much the same trend in terms of forming very low solubility compounds with phosphorus. But yeah, basically, the pH again explains a lot, because as you increase the pH of the formulation of DAP, the solubility and the agronomic performance is very low.